Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning, this is Sergio, and I am filling in for Dave Clemens, and I have a special guest with me today. Her name is Andy Berger, and she is the founder and chair of Voices Against Trafficking.
Thanks for having me on, Sergio. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for coming by. And looks like you got some big news. There's a book out.
We do. We just released our third book in the Voices Against Trafficking line, and it's called Voices Against Trafficking, Courage is Contagious.
Okay. And for the people that don't know about Voices Against Trafficking, what is Voices Against Trafficking, to be exact?
Great question. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. We've been located in Redmond from the beginning, but we are international. And what we do, Sergio, is we provide education, help, healing, hope for victims. We do rescues. We're big on creating public awareness and letting people know that they can be a voice of courage in their own neighborhood community. We're kind of like the hub of a wheel. We are made up all of our nonprofit and volunteer people, so we have no paid staff. But what we do is try and connect with all communities, all agencies, and coordinate the best efforts to find the voiceless victims that need to be rescued and need our help, healing, and hope.
Got you. And one thing I've noticed, because I moved here in like, I want to say about 13 years, but I've noticed that there's signs in random like truck stops and bathrooms and things like that. And I was curious, if for the listeners, what would be some signs of human trafficking that you would notice? Like, let's say, you know, you are one of those people that see something kind of sounds suspicious. Is there any kind of obvious kind of signs to look for, or anything you would give the listeners, you know, kind of something to look out for?
Sure. Well, there are a few things. Look for something that is mismatched. So, for example, one of our members was on a plane. She saw a man probably in his 40s that was very grubby looking and had, you know, a coat and a hood over his face. And yet he had this toddler who was dressed as if she was going to go to a Christmas party, and the way he was handling her. So behavior. And if it doesn't look right, you're probably got that instinct that says something's a little off here. Also with victims, especially young victims, as I was a child sex trafficking victim, lack of eye contact, body language between the handler or the predator and that child or young person. Usually they're not going to be very close, or what you would expect if they're your cousin or your nephew or somebody you know in your family.
Got you. And if people wanted to get a hold of you or just the Voices Against Trafficking in general, how would they do so, or what kind of steps would you recommend for them to reach out?
Sure. Go to voicesagainsttrafficking.com. Voicesagainsttrafficking.com has helplines and hotlines that people can put in their phones right now today, totally neutral. Nobody's going to rat you out. You're not going to be in trouble. But if you see something, it's a safe way to say something. And also on that website, you'll find our books, you'll find our music album, you'll find our magazine. We have all kinds of tools for you to get educated, to become more aware, and to be able to say, well, what can I do? And if somebody's still not sure, you know, $20 would go a long way to the victims we're helping here in Central Oregon, as well as the recovering of survivors from that tragedy.
Got you. And then the new book is out, Voices Against Trafficking, Courage is Contagious, Uniting Voices and Nations in the War Against Human Slavery. It is available at all bookstores, right?
Yes, it is. Most. As of yesterday, it's available in all bookstores. If they don't have the print copy there, you can order it. So like right here in Bend, our local Barnes & Noble, you can hop in there. Or if you're an online person, go online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your favorite bookstore.
Got you. And before we wrap this up, Andy, do you have anything you'd like to plug, or any sort of events coming up or kind of fundraisers?
Well, we do have an event in New Jersey, which is a little ways away from
okay.
here, but
close. Hop, skip, close. And a jump.
Yeah, hop, skip, and a jump. But as far as fundraisers, all of our books, our magazines, Voices of Courage, and our CD, Broken Treasures, the Inspiration Album, are all fundraisers for $18.95 to $25. All those proceeds go back to victims of human trafficking and survivors of sexual exploitation.
Okay, and that's Andy Berger. She is the founder and chair of Voices Against Trafficking, and she got that new book, Voices Against Trafficking, Courage is Contagious, Uniting Voices and Nations in the War Against Human Slavery. And again, thank you so much, Andy, for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
You are listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.